Okay, so this is getting into the heart of the matter, right? This is from LifeSite News. It says, International Monetary Fund proposes basing bank credit scores on personal internet history. Now, if you don't know what that is, basically it's like this. It's like your credit score is based off of whether you have gone along with the government's agenda. Or it's like Santa Claus, you know, Santa Claus brings you gifts, whether you've been naughty or nice. So if they determine that you've looked things up on Facebook or Twitter that doesn't meet government standards, then your credit score is lowered. Yeah, believe it or not. And if you don't believe me, please look up China credit score and you'll know I'm telling the truth. It sounds crazy, but you need to look it up. But I knew that this is what all of this is about. They want to collapse the U.S. economy all the way to the ground and then introduce these new ideas. Why? Because the communist regimes have gotten full control of the United States, pretty much. So that's what this whole CV lockdown mess is about. They have to collapse the economy and then bring about a new way, right? A new way of governing, and a new way of looking at finance and economics in the United States. And this is the major one right here. This is from, again, this is from LifeSite News. It says, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, suggested that the use of non-financial data will have large effects on the provision of financial services, whereby individuals will have their internet history detailed, internet history details scanned by banks to discern their credit scores. Okay. Your internet history details will be scanned by banks to discern your credit score. Sounds crazy. I know. And this is what happens all the time. People like me speak on these things. It sounds crazy, and then it happens, and they give you a different reason for why it happens, and you still don't learn your damn lesson. So what's going to happen is, I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to hear me say this, right? If you're listening to this, you're hearing me say this, and you're saying, oh, that's crazy, that's a conspiracy theory. Mauro, you're nuts. Then when they actually introduce it, you're going to say, oh, well, they had to do it because of this and because of that and yada, yada, yada. They're probably going to use the old, it's too many conspiracy theorists online, and there's Russian hackers. That's going to be probably their excuse. Like, oh, this is our way of determining who's working with the Russians or not. That's probably going to be that's going to be their excuse, okay, to bring about this credit score thing. I don't know how soon they're going to roll it out. It could be this year. It could be next year. I don't know. When I say next year, I mean 2022. I don't know. But I know that it's in the works. It's in the plans. Let me continue to read this article here. It says, instead of using traditional methods of assessing a customer's credit risk, like assets, income, and marital status, banks are now looking to tap into the vast swaths of data collected by big tech companies like Facebook, Google, and YouTube for marketing purposes to make risk assessments. So if you are not being a good little slave and going along with whatever the liberal media, which is, they're not even liberal anymore. They're flat out communists. Like I played that clip of AOC saying you're not going out to brunch. And they're laughing as they collapse this country, the economy of this country. They're just collapsing. And that's so that they could bring in their new version of, like I said, economics in America, which is going to be the social, credit score, which is already established in China. So just get ready for that. Some of you people don't even know what that is. You're probably listening and saying, I don't even know what you're talking about. But just get ready for that. But basically what that means is, you could just look at it like this. You could go to the bank and they could deny you for a loan or whatever. And you'll be like, what? Why? And they're like, oh, you were on Facebook and you looked at an article on Facebook that we didn't like. So, yeah, no loan for you. Sorry. You know, your credit score has been lowered now. That's basically what that means. I'm trying to simplify it as much as I can. Continue on. It says here, large technology firms collect vast amounts of non-financial data through their consumer facing platforms in the areas of e-commerce, social networking, and online search, the paper reads. Continuing, the authors claim that the sheer amount of data enables the use of big data analysis tools such as artificial intelligence and machine learning, which has shown its usefulness in finance. So you people have no idea what's coming. You have no idea. You think communism is an important, when I say communism, I'm talking about communist China. Whatever your idea of what communism is, I'm talking about China. You need to really look this stuff up. Anyway, getting back to the article, it says the rise of the internet permits the use of new types of non-financial customer data, such as browsing histories and online shopping behavior of individuals. Oh, look at that. Online shopping behavior, that could lower your credit score. Isn't that something? Or customer ratings for online vendors. Such non-financial data are valuable for financial decision making. So, there you go. There's more to that article again. If you want to go check it out for yourself. It's a good read. It's lifesitenews.com. It's a really good article. People need to start reading these type of articles and supporting these type of websites because they're being censored. They're being censored all over the place. And that's another thing that it's really going to be a problem going into the future. All of these YouTubers, I feel sorry for you. People that were anti-establishment or whatever that are on YouTube, you might as well forget about it. Come 2021, that's over. That's over. They're already talking about getting that Alex Jones and all these different places. Oh, excuse me, all these different people. But the thing I shouldn't be laughing, but the thing is, it's not just them that they're censoring. It's not just people like him that they're censoring. It's not just the so-called conspiracy guys. It's anyone that has a different opinion. You don't have freedom of speech in America no more. It's becoming more and more like China every day. Every day. And you stupid people, you don't know because it doesn't affect you right now. So right now, I know how you people think, right? I know how you morons think. You think, oh, well, I don't care nothing about that. As long as I get my stimulus check or get my social security or my healthcare benefits and this, that, and the third. What you don't know is that when this is over, when they finish rolling out these new mandates, laws, rules, restrictions, what have you, when this is over, you ain't getting nothing. That's the dirty little secret. You ain't getting nothing. Why do you think they're acting the way they're acting? Why do you think they just flat out, they're giving all this money to these people overseas and they wanted to cut you a damn $600 check? You ain't getting nothing. They want to collapse this economy all the way, completely. They don't want you to have nothing. You people are in for a really big shock when this is over. See, the thing is, you think they're just going to come after people like me, like, oh yeah, you shouldn't have went against them. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not just me. They're not going to help you out because you were in compliance. No, 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 no. No, it doesn't work like that. You don't understand how this thing goes, but you will. You will. Just imagine your credit score falling because they didn't like the items that you purchased online. Or they felt like you went to the market and you bought too much food. Imagine a world like that. Well, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Because, you know, they're going to do away with cash. So it's not like you're going to be able to use cash and, you know, your purchases will be kept discreet. No. No, 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 no. Once they do away with cash, they're going to know, your bank is going to be like, oh, you purchased this, you purchased that. That is not in compliance with government standards. See, they're going to have all of these new standards and restrictions about how much food you can purchase, you know, how much of this is too much, how much of that is too much, right? And if, like, let's say, I'm just setting the scenario up for you. If you purchase one too many items, they might say, oh no, you violated code such and such, or mandate such and such. We're going to have to lower your credit score. So, yeah, that's the world you're going to be living in soon. You have no idea. You have no idea. People break their neck to come from these other countries to America so they can have freedom, somewhat freedom, and don't have to deal with stuff like that. And guess what? You voted for the people, you put the people in office that are going to bring America to that, to that state where these other countries such as China are in. And you don't even know it. They're telling you. They're literally telling you. Blood is off my hands. Can't say I didn't warn you, though.